Al Jazeera Podcasts.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has been meeting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv. It's part of a diplomatic push for a ceasefire in Gaza, and it comes ahead of a U.N. Security Council vote on a U.S. resolution in the coming hour, which recognizes the need for a ceasefire. Imran Khan reports from occupied East Jerusalem.
He's a third of his way through the meetings. The first meeting was with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Then he goes on to the War Cabinet. Now, the War Cabinet meeting is going to be interesting because there are divisions within the War Cabinet that have been made public, particularly between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Benny Gantz, the other member of that War Cabinet. It's a smaller War Cabinet. It was designed to direct the war on Gaza. It's separate from the Security Cabinet, which is a slightly larger. This is specifically for the war on Gaza. So that's going to be an interesting meeting. After that, he's with the Israeli Defense Ministry. Those are the three key meetings he needs to take if he wants to push forward the agenda of the UN resolution that the United States is going to put forward, likely to be today. Also, when he wants to press the idea that Israel should not mount a ground offensive, a large-scale ground offensive, into Rafah. Indeed, the U.S. is actually putting forward alternatives, alternative plans, to make sure that that doesn't happen. But the Israelis have hung tough on this particular issue. They've said that they will mount this ground offensive as and when they see fit. In fact, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said it could take about 2 months to finish that ground offensive.
The Israeli military has carried out a wave of attacks across the Gaza Strip. At least 18 people have been killed in strikes on homes in Rafah and Khan Yunis late on Thursday night. Israeli attacks claimed the lives of 10 other Palestinians in Gaza City on Friday morning. In other news, at least 2 people have been killed and 14 injured in a wave of Russian strikes across eastern Ukraine. The mayor of the northeastern city of Kharkiv says around 15 blasts were heard there. The electricity grid was struck, leading to widespread power outages.
Coming up on The Take, Senegal is set to vote in a presidential election on Sunday that many thought might not happen. That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.